Brothers and sisters, peace.
谢谢教会，谢谢师母给我这样机会来服侍神。
For the opportunity for ministry.
大家新年好。
Happy New Year, everyone.
节日大家是怎么度过的哈？每个人我相信都会有很多的高兴的事情需要分享，是吗
？How was everyone's holidays? I hope you had great things to share.
圣诞节以后呢，我们全家六口人就跟随生命和灵粮堂的家庭事工去了科罗拉多旅游。
After Christmas on December 26th, our entire family of six followed the River of Life Christian Church Family Ministry to Florida for a trip.
我们有去访问分堂加利利教会，您可能去过吧。
We visited sister churches there.
我们去看了植物园的灯展，好漂亮。
And we also went to a botanical garden and its light show.
可以帮我们放那个照片哈，原山。跟着啊，我们也去泡温泉。
We also went to hot spring.
还去参观那个空军的一个学院，就是有好多好多大飞机，还有空军的博物馆。
And we also visited aviation school and this museum.
还有几个城市的博物馆。
We also went to city museum.
还有钱币的博物馆。
And the coin.
好多好多的钱在那儿放。很多是过去的各式各样的钱，反正是真的是很开心。
We all had a great time.
我们还去参观一个，等一下啊，反了，这个是这个是植物园的那个灯展，
This is a light show,
好漂亮。
In the botanical garden.
我只照了几张。
I have a few photos.
再下来，看到我们的那个，这是。飞机这是 B-52 好厉害，我都听说过 B-52 是什么，好像都听过吧，这是真正的 B-52
This is B-52
这是一个叫红石剧场的，也是个博物馆。
This is also a museum called Red Rock Theater.
对，这个呢是啤酒厂。
This is a brewery.
是这个名字叫那个C-O-O-R-S?
This is brewery from Coors.
Course, 有没有人喝过这个啤酒
？Have you had this beer？
真的蛮好喝的。
It's pretty good。
这是啤酒的那个生产车间哈。
This is the working room in the brewery。
对，去看这个车间呢，我们才知道这啤酒是怎样产生的哈。
And in here we learn how the beer is made。
一个啤酒是用大麦做的。
So beer is made from barley。
然后呢，经过一个糖化的过程，把它切碎了，各种选用各种的什么什么不同的。大麦哈
，and it goes through a process of chemical change.
有不同的配方，然后呢，就刚才那个大罐呢，就是发酵的那个罐哈。
And
你看那个发酵罐
，earlier you saw the photo earlier.
我们还回去一下好吗
？Fermentation room.
那个糖化罐和发酵罐，它都会产生很多的气体。
In these changes in the process, many gases are produced.
所以它这个罐的上面，你看很大的那个排气孔，是不是
？You can see the vent going up from the big containers here.
对，否则的话，那个罐就得爆炸了哈。
It's for the gases to come out. Otherwise, it was going to explode.
从淀粉，到糖化变成单糖哈，从单糖呢？再变成酒，就是会有酶的作用，然后就是酵素的作酵母的作用哈，然后变成酒和二氧化碳。
So the process of making a beer or wine goes through a bunch of chemical processes, and the byproducts are wine and carbon dioxide, which is a gas.
那其他的呢？我现在说的是啤酒，其实白酒和红酒呢也是同样的原理。
And similarly, the same processes happen for white wine and red wine.
只是选材不一样。
But the ingredients are different.
那我们喝的白酒呢？中国人爱喝的白酒是什么？高粱啊，玉米啊，这些农作物所提炼的，所制造的。
And so for those who like the rice wine, they're from corn and rice, and so it's different ingredient.
那我们喝的红酒，像我们 Napa 的葡萄酒是用葡萄做的啊。
And the red wine that we drink, let's say from Napa, is from grapes.
反正不管你做什么酒，都是要产生发酵过程当中产生气体的。
It doesn't matter what kind of wine or beer you make, the process will produce gases.
这一点我特别有深刻的教训。
And because of this, I have a memory about this.
在1972年的时候
，In 1972，
我在大兴安岭的原始森林里工作。
We were working in the mountains in the Greater Kingan Range in China.
大兴安岭满山遍野都长的野生的蓝莓。
During that time, the hills were filled with small fruits. Those are wild blueberries.
当时我们在医院里，一个医生的家属来探亲。
During that time, there was a family visiting to one of our coworkers, a physician.
带一个小孩子。
And that family member brought a small child.
他非常的可爱，还是我们天津老乡。
And this.Family, this relative is also from our hometown, Tianjin.
Yeah. 所以他们回去的时候，我就送他们一点礼物。
So when they went back to hometown, I gave them a small gift.
是我自制的蓝莓酒。
It was a homemade blueberry wine that I made.
对，那我就顺便让他带给我外婆一瓶，就是两瓶。
And I asked them to bring a bottle for my grandmother as well.
可是呢，我忘了一个关键的事情。
But I forgot an important step.
通常我做这个酒的时候呢，是把那个蓝莓放到瓶子里。
So when usually when I make this type of homemade wine, I put the blueberry into the bottle.
它那个蓝莓呀、葡萄啊，表面上就自带那种发酵的酶那个酵素，它就自带。
The blueberry has its own yeast that.Aid the fermentation process.
不用另加什么东西。
And no need to add additional.
只要放上一把糖就好了。
Just add some water, some sugar.
然后你盖上盖子，那个盖子是胶盖，像医院用，我们是医院用的那个500毫升的瓶子，上面有个胶盖，只要盖上就好了。
I used a 500 milliliter bottle with a plastic lid on top.
然后呢，我忘了一个环节是什么呢
？I forgot this important step.
我都是很馋的。
I'm so anxious to wait for the final product.
每过几天就会打开盖闻一闻，
好
没好
？Every few days I would open up and like smell it. Is it good enough yet?
Yeah, 两个星期就好了。
So it took 2 weeks to finish.
就变成了很好喝、很好喝的蓝莓酒。
And it was a very good wine, blueberry wine.
当我送人的时候呢？
So when I gave people as gifts,
没有这道工序
I forgot about this step.
他拿着这个瓶子就回家了
So these people who went back to home, they brought these bottles along with them.
坐了一天的汽车
They were riding in car for one day.
到了火车站
And they got to the train station.
两个瓶子都爆了
And two bottles were exploded.
然后就是那个盖儿被顶开了
，because the lid were spilled。
紫色的蓝莓汁把它一皮包的衣服全染红了。
So the juice or the wine was all spilled all over the clothes。
然后可能到现在人们都不知道这个事情，不认识我是谁，但是这个故事已经被流传了。
Maybe people don't remember who I was, but this story, this incident has been going around。
所以给我很深很深的印象。
So I remember this very.
永远也忘不了
Has a deep impression in my mind.
造酒会产生气体的
That this taught me a memorable lesson. Making wine will produce gas.
所以在我们旅游当中回来，我们旅游还有一个博物馆要介绍的是世界那个他们城市的历史。
So when we went to Florida, there's a museum we went to. It introduced about the city's history.
他们把城市的历史做成非常好看的艺术品。
So there was an art piece that was reflecting the city's history, pieced together.
是用一块一块布料把它拼的。
They used many different pieces of fabric to sew together.
非常的好看。
It's very pretty.
可是呢，我仔细看这个呀，又太讲究了。
But when I examine this piece of art, is the process I notice is very complicated.
这个布料的轻重要一样的。
You have to choose the same type of fabric with the same weight.
而且这个都是全部是新的哈。
And you have to use the all new fabric.
就哪怕一点点一个小红点它也必须得是新布。
It has to be all new fabrics. It doesn't matter if it's how small it is.
如果这块布上有不同的新旧和不同的薄厚质量的
if this,
那就惨了。
If this art piece has different new and old fabric, then it will ruin the whole thing.
再就是它是用镜框镶裱起来的，绝对不能脏了。
Also, this art piece was preserved in a cabinet with glasses.
我相信它下水一洗，马上就不是这么漂亮。
So it cannot be soiled or wet, because I think once it's wet, then the whole thing will be ruined.
我讲了半天，好像我在推销旅游嘛。
I share many things about my traveling. Does it sound like I'm here to promote it?
可是我一想，哎，这次旅游真的是神的恩典。
But I think this was blessing from God.
让我想到了很多圣经的经文。
It reminded me many parables from the Bible.
让我非常清楚地了解了一些神的话。
And it helped me understand God's word.
对，那就是今天我们要说的题目是。活出基督徒的新生命。
And this is what we're talking about today. Today, our topic is living the new life as a follower of Christ.
我们今天看路加福音第五章。
The scripture today is from Luke, chapter 5.
36节。
Verse 36.
耶稣又设一个比喻。
This is about a parable that was told by Jesus.
对他们说。
So it says he also told them a parable.
没有人把新衣服撕下一块来。
No one tears a piece from a new garment.
补在旧衣服上。
And puts it on an old garment.
若是这样，
if he does,
就把新的撕破了。
He will tear the new.
并且所撕下来的那块新的。
And the piece from the new
和旧的也不相称。
Will not match the old.
也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里。
And no one puts new wine into old wineskins.
若是这样，
if he does,
新酒必将皮袋裂开。
The new wine will burst the skins.
酒便漏出来。
And it will be spilled.
皮袋也就坏了。
And the skins will be destroyed.
但新酒必须装在新皮袋里。
But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins.
感谢主
，Praise the Lord！
我那些旅游见闻都和这经文有关系，是吧
？What I saw during my trip was related to what we're talking about.
好像主知道我今天要讲什么经文，先把我去教区看一看。
It's as if the Lord knew about today and brought me to Florida to see all that.
耶稣为什么要讲比喻呢
？Why does Jesus use parables？
在马太福音十三章
，In Matthew's chapter 13.
第十节
，verse ten
到第十七节
，through seventeen，
门徒进前来
，then the disciples came，
问耶稣说
，and said to him，
对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢
？Why do you speak to them in parable？
耶稣回答说
，and he answered them，
因为天国的奥秘，天国的奥秘，只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
To you, it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of the heaven, but to them, it has not been given.
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what has will be taken away.
所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看不见。听也听不见，也不明白。
This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
在他们身上正验了以赛亚的预言说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。
Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says,You will indeed hear but never understand, and you will indeed see but never receive.
因为这百姓油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them.
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。
But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear.
我实在的告诉你们，从前有许多的先知和义人，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.
所以比喻对两种人有不同的用处。
So using parable is for two types of people.
一个是对没有心去追求的人，那是一种刑罚。
One is for those who do not want to pursue the truth. It is a punishment.
他们听见了也不明白，看见了也不晓得。
Because they hear it and they don't understand it, they see it and they don't receive it.
对有心追求的人呢，是一种鼓励。
However, for those who want to pursue the truth, it is an encouragement.
他们容易记忆，留心听，也可以随时的问。
It can help them remember, easy to follow, and they can ask questions.
对，因为主耶稣就和他们同在嘛。
Because Jesus was with them at the time.
那么主耶稣讲这个比喻是在什么情况下讲的呢？它的背景是什么呢？
So what was the background leading up to the parables that was used by Jesus during this time?
对，在这个经文之前，在五章三十三到三十五节。
So just two verses before our scripture today, it was Luke chapter 5:33-35.
那他们说，约翰的门徒屡次禁食祈祷，法利赛人的门徒也是这样，唯独你的门徒又吃又喝。他对耶稣说，哈，对。
So it was a question about fasting. So, verse 33.And they said to him, the disciple of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink.
耶稣对他们说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，岂能叫陪伴之人进食呢？
Verse 34, and Jesus said to them, can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them?
但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要进食了。
Verse 35, the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days.
在以色列的传统当中，
in the tradition of Israelites,
新郎要结婚之前是要跟很多朋友在一起，很多朋友陪着他吃吃喝喝。
Before the wedding, the bridegroom has like a feast with many of his friends and family.
一同高兴快乐。因为要娶亲了嘛。
And they have a great time, a time of celebration together.
对，当时新郎已经去娶亲了，去离开他们了，他们就不吃不喝了。
But if the bridegroom is gone away from these friends and families, then they don't have this celebration.
对，这是他们的历史，他们的文化背景。
This is their cultural background.
那么法利赛人和施洗约翰的门徒是禁食的啊。
So the Pharisees and the disciples of the John the Baptist, they fast.
那法利赛人是什么人呢？
So who are the Pharisees?
法利赛这个词来源于希伯来文，是分离的意思。
The word Pharisee is from
Hebrew.
Hebrew. It means to set apart.
是指一些保持纯洁、与世俗保持距离的人。
Especially to set apart from those who are worldly.
是不是追求权力和物欲的。
And also set apart from those who pursue power and material things.
他们强调以圣经旧约为根据。
They emphasize their viewpoints are based on the Old Testament of the Bible.
他们是先知与摩西律法解释的权威。
They have the right and the knowledge to decipher the law of Moses.
也得到了很多民众的普遍支持。
And they were widely supported by the communities.
法利赛人，保罗是法利赛人。
So Paul, he was a Pharisee.
在腓立比书三章说，三章五到六节说。
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
我第八天受割礼。
He said, I have more, circumcised on the eighth day.
我是以色列，不是，旧律法说我是法利赛人。
And then later on he says, as to the law, I'm a Pharisee.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的。
As to zeal, I'm a persecutor of the church.
就律法上的义说，就律法上的义说，我是无可指摘的。
As to righteousness under the law, I'm blameless.
可见法利赛人就律法而言是一群圣洁敬虔的人。
As you can see, Pharisees are a group of wholly devoted people according to the Mosaic law.
在当时是值得人尊重的。
And they were respected by the public.
他们的禁食是出于对律法的忠诚。
They fast because they have from the loyalty to the Mosaic law.
但是事实上，人们能够严守律法吗？
However, can people strictly abide to the law alone?
能够靠着律法得救吗？
Can we be saved by the law?
罗马书告诉我们，
In Romans, it tells us,
只是非因律法，我就不知何为罪。
Romans chapter 7, verse 7, it says, If it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin.
律法的功效是让人知罪。
The law helps us to know that we are sinful.
并不能让人得救。
But it cannot save us from our sins.
只有信靠耶稣。
Only through Christ.
罪才能得赦免。
Can sins be forgiven.
因信称义。
We become righteous through faith.
在基督里成为新造的人。
And become a new person through Christ.
我们才能够得救。
And this is how we receive salvation.
那施洗约翰的门徒是什么人，是谁呢？
So who are the disciples of the John the Baptist?
施洗约翰是耶稣的表哥。
John the Baptist is a cousin of Jesus.
他来到世上就是给耶稣预备道路的。
His purpose was to prepare the way for Jesus.
在约翰福音记着说，
In the Gospel book of John, it says,
约翰看见耶稣来到那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
John was commenting about when Jesus came to him. He said, after me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.
当主耶稣在他们中间出现之后，
after Jesus came among them,
有两个施洗约翰的门徒就马上就跟随了耶稣。
There were two disciples of John the Baptist that followed Jesus immediately.
还记得是谁吗？
Do you remember who they are?
雅各和约翰，兄弟二人。
It was, there were a pair of brothers, James and Andrew.
那约翰呢？施洗约翰的门徒也进食。
So the disciples of the John the Baptist, they fast.
为什么呢？
Why do they fast?
因为他们还是在守律法。
Because they were still following the Mosaic law.
耶稣的门徒不进食吗？
Do the disciples of Jesus not fast?
进食本身没有什么错。
Fasting by itself is not a wrong thing to do.
耶稣受撒旦试探之前进食四十个昼夜。
Jesus was Jesus also fasted during the time he was led by the Spirit to the wilderness and was tempted by the devil for 40 days.
马太福音十七章二十一节说，
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 it says,
至于这一类的鬼，若不祷告进食，他就不出来。
But this kind of demon does not go out except by prayer and fasting.
耶稣自己进食。
So Jesus fasts himself,
也教导门徒进食，
and also teaches the disciples to fast.
那这里为什么说耶稣的门徒不进食呢？
Then how come Jesus was saying that the disciples are, should not be fasting here?
他们不是为着守律法而进食。
Because they are not fasting for the law.
他们真是进食要求神的同在。
They fast to truly long to be in God's presence.
求神能力的彰显。
And to long for God's power to be revealed.
那么耶稣和门徒，耶稣的门徒和耶稣在一起就没有进食的仪式。
So when the disciples were with Jesus, they don't have to fast.
因为他们已经和神在一起。
Because they were already with Jesus, God.
有神的同在就用不着那个进食的仪式。
When God is with you, then you don't have to have a ritual of fasting.
这是一个新旧的两件事情。
This is how we distinguish new from old.
守律法是旧的事情。
Following the Mosaic law is something of the old.
进食为了守律法去进食是旧事。
Fasting for the law is also old.
耶稣来了。
But when Jesus came,
就不需要去做这件事了。
You don't need to do this.
所以耶稣的门徒。
So the disciples of Jesus,
不是为了守律法而进食。
They fast not to follow the law.
那了解了这个背景之后，我们再来读这两个比喻。
So now that we understand this background, let's read this parable again.
新的和旧的是不相称的。
New does not match the old.
在这个比喻当中，三个福音，在这个比喻在三个福音书当中都有记载。
So this parable was recorded in three different gospel books.
马太、马可和路加讲的不太一样。
So in the book of Matthew, Mark, and also the book of Luke, they're all recorded a little differently.
我就把它形容成学生在听老师讲课，每个人的笔记略有不一样。
Just like the teacher is lecturing in class, and the students are taking notes from different angles and understanding.
路加福音五章三十六节说。
So in Luke chapter 5, it says,
没有人把新衣服撕下一块来补在旧衣服上。
So he says, no one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment.
若是这样，就把新的撕破了。
If he does, he will tear the new.
并且所撕下来的那块新的和旧的也不相称。
And the piece from the new will not match the old.
就是说，我有一件新衣服，我现在穿的这件衣服真的是新的，是吧？
It's just like when we have a new piece of clothing.
这件衣服很贵耶。
Look at my jacket.Is expensive.
我连新的标签都没拿下去。
I didn't even take my tag off.
我都舍不得拿下去，因为它真的很贵。
Because it's very expensive.
我买不起，是一个姊妹送我的。
It was a gift.
然后呢，我怎么可能把这件衣服撕下来一块，补在我上次穿来的一个红色的衣服上？那个衣服是旧的。
How is it possible that I take a piece from this new piece of garment?And put it on an old piece of garment that is also red.
那我这件衣服不就不能穿了吗？
And then if I do that, then I can't wear this new piece of clothes, right?
我怎么能那么做呢？
I can't do that.
我就再喜欢那件旧的，我也不能撕这件，是吧？
It doesn't matter how much I like the old jacket. I can't rip a piece from the new jacket.
那马太福音和马可福音呢是这样讲的。
So in Matthew it says this way.
没有人把新布补在旧衣服上。
It says no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment.
因为所补上的反带坏了那衣服，破的就更大了。
For the patch tears away from the garment, and the worse tears is made.
有什么不同吗？
Can you tell the difference?
这个是把一块新的布。补在旧的衣服上，不是从新衣服上撕下来的啊。
It describes to use a new piece of cloth, a fabric, to put it on an old garment.
我真就回家试了试。
I tried it at home.
把一块新的布补在一块旧的布上。
I use a new fabric, piece of fabric on an old jacket.
我没时间啊，我朋友帮我补的。
I didn't have time. My
认真的去补的。
My friend really helped me like piece by piece.
然后我放在水里洗了，烘干了。
So and I put it in the washer and dryer.
没什么太大不一样的。
I didn't see much difference.
为什么
？Why is that？
倒退2000年
，because 2000 years ago。
那么耶稣当时的时代
，during that time，
他们所用的布和我们现在的布是完全不一样的。
The fabric they use is different.
现在的纺织有化纤。
Nowadays, our fabric has
都不缩水的。
Has different material that won't shrink.
当时中国连棉花都没有。
Long time ago, China did not even have cotton.
以色列可能那个时候有纺织有棉花，我不知道哈有没有棉花。反正中国那个两千年以前是没有棉花，中国在宋元之后才有棉花。
China had cotton later on, but not during that time.
是用那个有没有人知道看到过农村的那种家织布
？Have you seen someone make a piece of fabric from linen？
2000年前都是那样的。
2000 years ago, it was like that, making a fabric.
对，一下水之后
，once is wet，
那些毛的纤维就都掉了。
The pieces from the linen is gone.
就剩下一些经纬的那些线哈，如果你把它一个新的补上，那个旧的就完全就坏掉了。
So if you put a new fabric on an old piece of clothing and wet, it will ruin the whole piece.
如果那个时候还没有棉花的话
，if at the time they didn't have cotton,
就是丝和毛
，then it's probably silk.
那样的话，那就更容易 更得坏了。
If it's really silk, then it's really gonna get ruined.
所以咱们必须得回到那个时代，看他用的是什么布，才能去想象这件事情。
So we have to go back in time to imagine what kind of fabric they used to understand this parable.
所以新的和旧的是不能放在一起的。
So the new and the old cannot be matched together.
那么作为我们我们相信耶稣以后呢，我们就是新造的人。
After we become a Christian, we are a new person.
旧衣服就是我们的旧我，老我。
The old garment is our old self, our old person.
新布，新衣服是主耶稣。
The new clothing is Jesus.
和我们成为基督徒后的和耶稣合而为一的人。
When we believe in Jesus, we become new person and be in one with Jesus.
我们有从神来的平安和喜乐。
We have the peace and the joy from the Lord.
我们有从神来的恩典。
We have the grace from the Lord.
我们有从神来的新生命。
We have new life from the Lord.
我们还要回到旧的人去吗
？Do we still want to go back to the old?
没有人愿意回去，对吧
？Nobody was willing to go back, right?
所以这就是新的和旧的不同。
So this is how new is different from the old.
是不相称的。
It does not match.
那我们再来看旧皮带和新皮带。
So let's look at old wineskin and new wineskin.
旧皮带是我们旧人。
The old wineskin is our old person.
新皮带是新人。
New wineskin is a new person.
新酒是主耶稣。
New wine is Jesus.
圣灵降临之后是圣灵的工作。
After the Holy Spirit has come upon us, is the work of the Spirit.
皮带是古时候人装酒用的。
Wine skin is used by people to contain wine.
用羊皮做成。
Is made by from goat.
是把整张的羊皮剥下来的。
Is from the goat and the whole skin to made into the wine skin.
只是把有口的地方扎上了就可以，就是一个袋子。
And they make an opening and to become a bag.
那用这个来装酒之后，酒要发酵的。
So if you use this to contain wine, the new wine will go through fermentation.
我们刚才看的图片。
Remember the photos that.
它有一个这么大的烟筒出去。
There was this huge bottle with a vent system.
你就 可以想象在这个做酒的过程当中要有多少气来产生。
You can imagine the gas that's produced during this fermentation process.
这个羊皮就像气球一样被撑大。
So this wine skin from, made from the bull is, has ability to stretch.
撑薄了。
Once it's stretched thin,
那么如这一次的酒喝光了，这个就像那个撑大了的皮球泄了气，就那种皱皱皱皱皱皱的薄薄的那个样子。
So after it's stretched thin, after the wine's gone, then it will look like wrinkly.
如果你再装上酒的话
，If you put new wine in again,
它再这样产生气体
，the fermentation process will begin again.
就像气球一样，嘣。
Then it cannot be stretched and it will explode.
那酒呢？就
是 wine.
一个新的皮袋啊，要装酒的话，只能使用。
So a new wine skin to contain new wine can be used once.
这就是它一生的价值。
This is the value of the wine skin.
再装就没有价值了。
If you put new wine again, it won't have value because it won't stretch.
这也就是说我们基督徒我们这一生就是完全为神所用的，我们这个器皿就是完全是为神所用的。
So it's just like us, we are a vessel of God and we are to be used by God in our lives.
这就是我们一生的价值。
This is the value of our life.
新酒呢，新酒在以弗所书 第五章十八节说，酒能使人放荡。第五章十八节。
About new wine, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "Do not get drunk with wine."
乃要被圣灵充满。
For that, but to be filled with the Spirit.
神就是我们属灵的酒。
God is our spiritual wine.
物质的，我们物质的酒是用五谷和葡萄什么所造的，哈，一些物质所造的。
The wine that we know about in our modern day is made from barley, from grapes.
而属灵的酒就是神自己。
But the wine from God is God Himself, His Spirit.
我们不应该被物质的酒来灌满。
We should not be filled with the wine that we see.
不应该去。但是我们每个人要被神的灵所充满。
But we have to be filled by the Spirit of God.
五旬节那一天。
During the Pentecost.
门徒被圣灵充满了。
The disciples were filled by the Holy Spirit.
有的人就说，这些人好像被新酒灌满了的人。
So people were commenting about the disciples. These people look like they're being filled by new wine.
所以说，新酒代表着圣灵的工作。
So the term new wine signifies the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵工作的时候
，the Spirit is working.
我们不能用旧的皮带来装。
We cannot contain God's working through an old skin.
我们自己这个旧皮囊不能承载圣灵的新工作。
We as an old wineskin cannot contain the new work of the Spirit.
所以我们一定要倒空我们自己。
So we must pour empty ourselves.
为自己认罪悔改。
To repent and turn around.
然后顺服圣灵的工作。
And to be obedient to the work of the Spirit.
被圣灵充满更新。
To be filled and be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
才能活出基督在我们里面的新生命。
That's how we can live a new life through Christ.
新布、新衣服和旧衣服是不相称的。
The new garment and the old garment, they don't match.
新酒和旧皮带也是不相称的。
The new wine and the old wine skin, they also don't match.
旧的律法的 规条和主耶稣的救恩也是不相称的。
The old Mosaic law and the grace from Christ, they don't match.
我们的老我和耶稣给我们的新生命也是不相称的。
Our old self and the new life that Christ has given us, they don't match.
我们要活出基督的新生命，基督徒的新生命。
We have to live a new life through as a follower of Christ.
主耶稣道成肉身。
When Christ became flesh,
为我们死在十字架上。
He died for us on the cross.
用他的宝血立了新约。
He made a new covenant with us.
我们相信耶稣。罪得赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们就能够活出耶稣里的新生命。
And we can live out the life, the new life in Christ.
在基督里我们是新造的人。
In Christ, we are made new.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
我们的老我不是用主耶稣的，不是用主耶稣的救恩补上去而更新的。
We cannot be renewed by patching the new life onto our old life.
是完全的改变。
We have to be completely renewed.
旧约的律法也不用，不是用主耶稣的救恩是补上去的。
The completion of the Mosaic law is not made whole by the grace from Christ.
是完全的更新的。
Is completely renewed.
所以耶稣，主耶稣在这里的一个设的这个比喻，就是要告诉这些法律赛人和门徒，和告诉法律赛人门徒和这个施洗约翰的门徒，不要拘泥一种宗教意识之中的禁食。
So the purpose of telling this parable to the Pharisees and also the disciples of John the Baptist is to not just follow the law simply, but
to 不要活在遗文的规条当中，认为每个礼拜禁食两次，奉献十分之一就是真的爱神了。
Don't think that you live in this religious ritual that you will be deemed justified. And be called righteous, like going to church a couple times a week or giving offerings.
如果你们没有真正的认识，就是站在你们面前的这个耶稣基督。
If you did not really understand and to know the Christ that is face to face before you,
那么你们的禁食、奉献都是没用的。
Then your fasting and your offering, they're meaningless.
运用到我们自己的身上。
This is how it's applied to our lives.
如果我们没有接受耶稣成为我们的救主，没有圣灵的工作在我们里面。
If we did not receive the salvation from Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives,
我们也没有办法更新。
We cannot be renewed and transformed.
有一位师母经历了圣灵的更新。
There was this pastor's wife who experienced the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
在一极大的光里。
And in the experience, she was in a great light.
有一双提着她的手提着一些破烂的碎布旧布。
And in her vision, she saw a pair of hands holding a lot of old rocks and pieces of fabric.
并有一个温柔的声音对他说
，And she heard a voice, a gentle voice.
这就是你过去侍奉的结果
，saying that this is your past, this is the outcome of your past ministry.
是出于你自己的。
This is from your own. This is from your own self.
他就为此来认罪。
So she repented about this.
求主的宝血洁净。
And she asked the blood of Jesus to cleanse her.
又有微小的声音对她说
，And she heard this small voice to her, spoken to her.
我们的旧人和耶稣一同钉死。
That our old self is crucified on the cross with Christ.
那么当他听到这些声音之后，就把他的身上就有一种能力，就得到一个能力。
After she heard these voices, she felt like she was empowered.
她所的带出的工作就不再一样。
And her ministries were never the same.
当我们活在基督里的新生命的时候
，So when we live in the new life of Christ,
我们看一切事物的角度都不一样了。
Our perspectives will be different.
站在基督的位置上看世界。
When we stand with Jesus, aligned with Him,
你的世界观就是基督的世界观。
Your worldview will be the worldview of Jesus.
站在基督的位置上看价值。
When we see value from aligned with Jesus,
你的价值观就是基督的价值观。
Your value will be the value of Jesus.
以基督的心为心。
To be centered in the heart of Christ.
在我们的家庭、职场
，and in our families, in our workplace.
在教会的服事
，and also the ministry from in our church.
都会活出新的生命。
You will see a new life and a new transformation from this.
以弗所书四章十一到十三节
，In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 to 13，
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Ephesians chapter 4Verse 11 to 13. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, manhood, to the measure of the
stature of Christ.
To pay attention to this.
只等到
It says until we
什么意思就是现在还没有
We're not there yet.
所以我们在努力的过程当中是吧
And we're in the process toward it.
对这个一方面是说我们要向着这个方向努力
One means we are striving in this direction.
另一方面也说明教会里有任何的不同意见都是正常的。
And the other thing is, if we have different opinions in our church, it's normal.
也就是说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，也就是现在还没有。
Is so it says until we all attain to the unity of the faith, that means we haven't, we're not there yet.
所以我们的工作当中每一件事情都要求圣灵的引导。
So in our work, in our daily lives, every single thing.
我真的是想我已经分享过一次了，我还是要再重复一次。
I think I already shared this, but I want to share it again.
就是在教会在十一月的时候有一些改变。
I know that during November last year there were some changes in our church.
那天我真的听到了神跟我说话。
That day, I heard God. I heard from God.
本来是十一月十号是教会安排我讲道。
Originally, it was November 10th that.
Eleven. November 11.
On November 11 that I was sharing a sermon.
那我在准备讲章的时候，圣灵告诉我。
When I was preparing for the sermon, the Holy Spirit told me.
十一月十一号十一点十一分。
The Spirit told me that on November 11th, 11:11,
讲的内容是约翰福音十一章。
The content of the sermon would be the Gospel of John, chapter 11,
包括十一节
and verse 11.
六个十一。
There's six elevens in here.
一共十二个一。
There's 12 ones.
神把一个使徒性教会的意象放在了大使命灵粮堂。
So God has put apostolic vision in our church.
这是新上任牧师的第一次讲道。
And this is the new pastor having the first sermon.
不是我。
Not me.
就是然后我就是真的是圣灵告诉我这个讲道是新牧师的第一次讲道。
So the Spirit told me that this is a new pastor having the first time giving sermon.
所以我真的从神领受到。
So I really felt I received from God.
这教会的更新是神的心意。
That the renewal of the church is also in the heart of God.
可能今天我们看着有很多困难发生。
Maybe today we see many difficulties in front of us.
但是如果我们知道这是神的心意，
But if we know that this is a heart of God,
我们就不会灰心，不会气馁。
Then we will not be discouraged.
我1999年去生命和灵粮堂的。
I started going to River of Life in 1999.
我可以跟大家讲，生命和灵粮堂所面对的这些个困难，比任何一个教会都大。
I can tell you the difficulties that the church faced is greater than others.
每一次建堂，每一次说什么什么要做什么什么事情的时候，都是什么都没有。
Every time, let's say building a church, there's nothing. There's no
resources. 有的时候，凭着我们自己的小脑袋去想。
If we think according to our limited brain,
哎呀，这不行，怎么办呢？
We will be like, oh my gosh, what we're gonna do?
但是回过头来一看，
But if we look, when I look back now,
每件事情神都成就了。
Every single thing God has fulfilled.
尽管今天大使命灵粮堂可能看着有很多的困难。
Even though it looks like our church is facing a lot of difficulties.
尽管我不是教会的理事。
Even though I'm not a leader in this church.
我也不了解教会现在的情况。
And I don't understand the intricacies.
但是我可以感觉到要面临新的变化当中就会面临很大很大的困难。
But I know and I can sense that when we face new things, there will be new challenges.
但是出于神的，
But this is from God.
神就会赐给我们力量，
And God will strengthen us
来见证神的荣耀，
to testify for His glory.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我不知道在你的生命当中现在面临什么样的困难，
I don't know what challenges you're facing.
我也不知道在你的职场上会面临什么样的困难，
I don't know what challenges you face in your workplace.
但是我相信，
But I believe
圣灵神的灵
the Spirit of God,
在你的心中在你的生活层面各个层面
is in every aspect in your life,
会做新事
and he will do new things.
在新年的时候
in this new year,
他要赐下新的恩膏
he will give new anointing,
要充满你
and to fill you.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们怎么样呢做个新皮带来回应圣灵的工作
So how do we respond with a new wineskin to respond the spirit, the work of the Spirit?
我们要认罪悔改。
We have to
掏空自己。
We have to empty ourselves.
洁净自己。
We have to sanctify ourselves.
预备好自己这个皮带是一个新皮带。
To prepare ourselves to become this new wineskin.
是一个没有细菌的皮带。
Is a very clean wine skin, no bacteria.
我们看到刚才我放那些照片，他在做这个酒的过程当中，那些个器皿都是要里边很干净的，不能有任何的杂菌的产生。
So the photos that I shared with you earlier in the fermentation room, the big bottles inside is very clean. It cannot have any bacteria. It has to be sterile.
对，因为如果有其他的杂菌在这个过程当中产生的话。
Because if it has other things in there that's not cleaned,
它造出来的酒就不对了
The wine, the taste of the wine that's made is not the right wine.
那所有的一套工艺，那些大罐子，那么多那么多的东西，那得是多少东西啊？全都做成。
The whole thing is whole wine.
所以我们首先要洁净我们这个器皿。
So we have to sanctify this vessel.
除掉我们那些从人而来的旧传统。
We have to put away the tradition, the old tradition from men.
新酒必须装在新皮袋里。
The new wine has to be filling the new wine skin.
让我们就成为这个新皮袋。
Let us become new wine skin.
让圣灵在我们的一生当中完成存在我们身上的计划。
And allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill the destiny in us.
Let's
say to one and another.
新年
New year.
新酒新皮带
New wine, new wine skin.
神在我们身上做新事
And God will do new things in our lives.
活出基督里的新生命
And to live a new life. As follower of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，我们先低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神
Heavenly Father.
主耶稣
Jesus.
圣灵三位一体的真神
Holy Spirit, the Trinity, true God.
求主的话语光照我们
May your word shine light in us.
耶稣的宝血洁净我们
May the blood of Jesus cleanse us.
除去我们一切的罪孽
to remove all our sins
让我们在基督里成为新造的人
let us be a new person in Christ
被圣灵更新的人
to be renewed in the Holy Spirit
被圣灵充满的人
to be filled in the Holy Spirit
让我们不是活在旧的规条当中
let us not live in the old ways
而是活在耶稣基督的恩典救恩
but to live in the new life and grace of Christ
求主的圣灵更新充满我们
May your Holy Spirit renew and fill us
更新充满我们的教会
To renew and fill our church
感谢主带领我们走上一条新的道路
Thank you Lord for taking us on a new way
让我们紧紧地跟上
Let us follow you closely
来完成主托付给我们的大使命
To fulfill the destiny that you have called us into
感谢主
Thank you Lord
奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名求
and pray all these in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢大家
Thank you.
荣耀归给神
Glory to God.